It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back, hour number two, and of course the final one for another week. It's a pleasure to have you with us. A lot to do in this final half hour, and Navi, you'll be happy to know we're going to talk skiing. Along with a little more fish information, although it's kind of the negative downside of it. Chad Bettridge will join us here, Captain Bettridge, in just a minute to talk about some of the poaching numbers from the past year. But Jared Winkler will join us from Brighton Resort. We'll find out what's going on there. And Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge will wrap up the program this week. My guess is they've had a good amount of snowfall up there at the cabins at Bear River Lodge, at least from what I've seen on his social media as of late. Let's check in now with Chad Bettridge, who is with us. Captain Bettridge, nice to have you with us.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Every year we usually like to get caught up and talk about these things and just remind people, and we always just shake our heads but always hope that we'll have better news this year than last year. I asked you before we jumped in for the conversation whether we were kind of seeing the usual poaching incidences or whether there has been more. How do we stand with 2022?
In total, 2023, that's right.
Oh, that's right, 2023.
Overall, our number's down just a little bit, a couple hundred species down a little bit this year. We always sort of maintain around 1,000 to 1,400. We're at just over 1,000 illegally killed animals in 2023. Interestingly, the value, if we add up the value of each animal that was taken illegally, the value has gone up this year, even though the number of total animals killed has gone down.
And explain why that is.
So in a lot of situations, if an animal reaches what we classify as a trophy classification, then the value is worth more. For example, a normal deer just out on the landscape has been legislated have a value as $400. So if you illegally kill an animal, a deer, we ask for $400 in restitution because that's what the value of that deer is. If the deer happens to be in that trophy classification, which means it's a buck deer with a antler spread wider than 24 inches or wider, then it bumps up into value to $8,000.
Mm.
So in this situation, same with elk. If an elk is got 6 points on one side of the antler, it's a trophy it's a trophy elk, and then it too is worth $8,000. So
Wow. We've
had an increase of trophy classified animals taken this year illegally, thus the value went up.
Yeah. Navi, listen to some of these numbers. I have them in front of me, and I know you don't, but 133 deer, but 23 of them were classified trophy. 150 elk, 31 of those classified trophy. But then there were 4 moose, 11 bison, 7 bears, which really surprised me. Any of that surprise you, Navi?
Yeah, it all surprised me, but who's going to kill a bear? I mean, without a permit, I don't understand it. And I want to know, do you catch these people or just find a dead animal? How do you find out how many we have?
Yeah.
I mean, you said there was over 1,000. How do we get that number?
Yeah, what's the success rate in actually solving the case?
So we don't do too bad. Obviously, we don't catch everybody. That would be impossible. And the number comes from the officers that we get calls or we just find stuff that's on patrol, and through the investigation we find out, it's got a bullet in it or something like that. But again, if somebody, for example, somebody goes to Strawberry Reservoir and catches 2 fish instead of the 4 fish limit, that's 2 illegally killed fish because it's over the limit. So there's, license violations where you go out and take a, like Navi was talking about, if you take a bear without a license, that would be an illegally killed bear. So there is some nuance to the illegally killed animals because, licenses, before, after hours, limits, different things like that.
Yeah.
All kind of goes into the illegally killed status.
And most of the cases of these, there's just no excuse. But I would imagine when it comes to a bear, even the first thing out of their mouth would be that they were, you know, in self-defense, protecting themselves somehow. How do you ever overcome that?
So there's definite ways. You know, that's part of the investigation. You know, if it's obvious that, you know, the person was just out, I don't know, many years ago, we had that video that kind of went viral of that mountain lion running down the canyon after the hunt. If a situation like that, you defend yourself, that is different than somebody who's, you know, just sees a bear, freaks out, and then shoots it. You know what I mean? Because they saw a bear. That's a different circumstance. So, you know, this distance from where the shot took place to where the animal was, different.
Right.
And sort of, you know, interviewing the suspect, getting the individual, getting all the information compiled, does kind of lead to what the circumstance happened.
Yeah, so. That's the big game side of things. I just saw this posted, I guess, just a day or so ago on the division Facebook page, and I know it's on wildlife.utah.gov, but talk about an egregious scene here. In November, your officers got a report that 27 birds had been shot and left to waste. They'd been dumped near a gravel pit in Millard County, and none of the meat was removed from these birds. So is this just sport, stupidity, or a combination of both?
So, and this is one of those circumstances where if we could find who did that, and I think, you know, the officer's still working on it, that's something we would like to know. If they didn't know the rules, or if they just shot them, like you said, for sport, and then just said, "Oh, I'm done," because that's an egregious over limit, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's, if somebody's doing that on purpose, intentionally going out and just killing all these birds, that's the person that we really want to prosecute. That we said this is not okay.
Yeah.
If somebody goes out and makes a mistake and just maybe didn't understand or something like that, while they might still get a ticket, we can work with that because it was a mistake. The intent wasn't there.
Yeah, but you don't make a mistake 27 times and then dump them.
Exactly.
Yeah. That one in particular is egregious. Navi, I'm sure you're wondering about fish. There were almost 500 fish illegally taken last year.
You know, I'm a catch and release fisherman, as you well know, and I don't see any reason to kill a fish. I mean, when I'm in the high country, my wife last year wanted to eat some trout, so we killed two. But it was within our limit, and that was once in 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people want to fill their freezer full of fish. They're just going to be freezer burned. And, you know, if you got to show it like a trophy, it's going to be sideways with frost on it. It's not going to be beautiful. I much prefer a photo.
No doubt about it. I agree with you, Navi. I put fish back myself. There are times where people get a little carried away. The fishing is so good that they just can't stop. You know, I mean, every once in a while at the Strawberry Reservoir, the ice fishing is so good that you just catch, you know, 60 fish a day. And sometimes people can get a little carried away and keep all those fish, you know, on the ice and kill them. And that's not a situation that we want to have happen. We want people to follow the rules, know what the rules are, follow the, you know, make sure that they're within the limits so everybody gets to have the same opportunity.
Yeah. And often people just are totally unaware of the fishing regulations. We always say no before you go, but you're only going to be fishing most likely in one place, one body of water, one stream for that day. It's really easy to go to the division webpage and just look that up.
For sure. For sure. We've gotten it to where on the division, the app that you can download your license to, we're getting, I don't know if it's available now. It's getting close to where you can actually have the regulations on your phone as well, even if you're not in service. So you can download all that information to your phone. So you can have it right available. And so going down the road, knowing and getting an understanding what the rules are is going to be much easier.
All right. And as we wrap up, what needs to be said here is there are some serious ramifications from this. You lose your weapons, lose your licenses, the fines you've already talked about. In some cases, there could be jail time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. People do go to jail. One of the things that we one of our weapons that we use, if you will, is license suspension. Somebody goes out and egregiously, you know, takes an animal illegally and does it with intent, then we can take the license away, suspend their license for a period of time. And that does have the biggest effect on people.
Interesting.
To not do it.
Interesting. All right. Chad, thanks for what you do every day, and thanks for your time today.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
We're going to take a break. We'll go road tripping today. We'll see where Bob Grove is. I can tell you where Mark Wade is. He's in Hawaii. And he said, I won't be joining you this week. I said, I don't doubt, you know, I'm right there with you. Go do whatever you're doing in the sun while we sit here in all this snow back here. Anyway, that's coming up next. Stay with us.